Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty, I am free. Free. Amen. It's nothing like being free. Father God, we just want to say thank you for freedom. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, for saving us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, it's you, hallelujah, that have made us and not ourselves, Lord God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for what he's already done. Amen. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh God, for closing us in our right man, of our mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us all day, yesterday, through the night, and right now, oh God, we just want to say thank you, my God, that we are free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the glory of the Lord arise right now. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us today. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask the Lord to rise over us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Amen. I'm so excited. And, you know, I'm standing in that place of just being grateful for what God is doing, what is done, and what is about to do, because I believe. How many come believing today? Amen. How many come believing that God can do it? Amen. How many come believing that God can do all things but still? Amen. How many of y'all come believing, amen, to receive that you're asking God to do? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Amen. Fill us afresh from where we've been empty. Hallelujah. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve you, God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Father God, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Glory, hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I'm so excited. I just cannot hide it. My Lord, my God, welcome everybody to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess Tisha Intel Manny. I thank God for everybody that's here on today. Go ahead, open up your mouth and shout, glory, hallelujah. Sister Connie, go ahead and give God our praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe y'all can y'all hear me?
I'm sorry, my phone was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just want to shout today. Today I'm at lunch with some co-workers of mine. One of her is celebrating her 69th birthday. And so I just and I have the shout on so they can hear you. And I just want to say thank you to God today for blessing her with another year.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, sister. You can hear me today. It is our prayer that God will continue to bless you, guide you, strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is our prayer that God will prosper you in every area of your life. I decree and declare victory over you right now. I speak life into you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you add good blessings to your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you, Sister Connie. And you know we love you, but God loves you more. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout glory. You only do it 69 years. Come on. I'm not even there yet. Amen. But I thank God. Amen. For those that are there and that are strong and still going stronger, growing stronger. Amen. Growing wiser in the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be that vessel that God can flow through unhindered. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let your faith be contaminated because you're getting older. Just keep trusting God even more. I always say, why not? Master, because he is the creator of all things, amen, of the universe. He has the whole world in his hand. At any moment, he can change your situation around for the good. But if you can just trust him in the process, see, a lot of us don't want to be processed, amen. We just want to go and not be processed and then get hurt in the process. So be processed. Allow God to do the process, and amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, go ahead and shout, open up your mouth, hallelujah. Cousin Doretha Jones, and shout, give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for waking me this morning. Let me see
yes,
this
Lord.
Brand new day. He watched over me all night long. And Heavenly Father, when I rose this morning, I was close in my right mind. And I thank you, Lord, because so many people rose, they wasn't in their right mind. But Lord, bless
Jesus.
Me to get up, and I was close in my right mind. And I thank the
Jesus.
Lord. I just thank him. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this land, Father. I look forward to it every day. And I want you all to pray for me that I get out this bed and walk and walk in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Doretha. We thank God for your glory to God. Hey, come on now, everybody. Shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got more reason to shout than you don't. Amen. Because he kept you. Amen. That you can look back over your life and see what God has brought you from, even on yesterday, even this morning, because you woke up closing your right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, go ahead and shout, Cousin Brenda Kemp. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Happy birthday, March baby. I'm a March baby, too.
Yes,
the 21st is mine. But I praise and I thank God for another glorious day. One more time. My appointment on yesterday went really, really well. I am so excited. I'm grateful. I'm thankful to God. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. His grace, his love, his faithfulness, his Holy Spirit, and my life unfolding in divine order every day. And how perfect is that? I give God so much glory and honor, and he gives me so much joy and peace, and I'm free. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I am free. She said, I am free. Good God Almighty, that we are free. There's nothing like being free, your mind being free, amen? Free, that peace of mind, amen? That's a passes out understanding that God gives, that the world gives, amen? We just thank God that we are free, and we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Free from sin, free from death, free, free from sickness, free from disease, free from problems. We are free, free, be free. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm there. Go ahead, Sister Dylan. Go ahead, Mama. Shout. Give God our praise. Glory. Honor. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to thank God today because he woke me up this morning. Started me on my way this morning. Woke me up at 7 o'clock this morning. I just want to thank you for all he has done. Went to the doctor.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He was there with me. Continue on healing me, Father. I just thank you. I thank you for my roof, my food, my clothes. I just thank you for everything.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and that. I thank the Lord for you too, my child. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever.
Thank you.
In this season and today.
In this season.
Don't do it.
Hallelujah. Don't do it without me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, God bless you. God keep you, Sister Nita. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us. Amen. Glory to God. Said, woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. Woke me up this morning. Glory to God. That in itself alone is a blessing. That God has, hallelujah, woke you up this morning, kept you even in the 12 o'clock hour. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead, Evangelist Kimberly Reverend. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for being God. Besides him, that he is nothing. I mean, he's a mighty God. He loves us with an unconditional love. And it keeps me going.
Lord.
That's my fuel.
just knowing that he loves me, I don't always do what he wants me to do. I sometimes get in this little flesh and I have to kill it and crucify it. But you know what he said?
Jesus.
Come on, I love you. You're my child. So I just thank God for being God and for loving me with an unconditional love. And I love him right back. Amen. It's my show for today. Amen.
Good to hear your voice on the show again. Hallelujah. She's back.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad to be back.
God bless you. God keep you. Evangelist Kimberly Wilkie. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. The love of God. We just thank you, Father God, for loving us like you do. Unconditional love. You loved us so much. You sent your only begotten Son, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let us pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, oh God, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifferent heart, hardiness. Father, we declare and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We declare and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Cleanse our minds and by the washing of your word, oh God, with your water, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a spirit, a right spirit within us, Lord God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeemer. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that will watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication proceed from our mouth, oh God. Nor superimpose the fruits of the spirit, oh, the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh, oh God. Hide us in your pavilion, in your secret place of the Most High, God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we have integrity. And in whom the Son sets free, we iterate right now is free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29, it says, make us to ride on the high place of the earth, oh God, to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out of the rock. Watch our steps with the butter, oh God, and cause all to fall out of the fruiting rocks. We declare the crowd that our past is our past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of the God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Father, for carnality. Watch our minds of hidden agendas right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crowd that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the fowler and the enemy, which causes bondage, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that, hallelujah, that we are free to advance and to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's talk about future, hallelujah, our future end times, amen. I want you to know the Bible says in Jeremiah 29 and 11, amen. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 and 9, good people can look forward to a bright future. See, your age doesn't matter, hey, your looks don't matter, your circumstances don't matter. For every individual, every life, God has a plan for the future. See, even if you are, hallelujah, in a position right now, even in a hospital bed, wherever you are from which you never expect to leave, see, God has given you a future. Don't drop out of life for any reason. With him, your best days are yet to come, better than you can ever think or imagine, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, when your life is hidden in the goodness of God, your possibilities are limitless. Your future is more than bright. It's dazzling. If you are at the beginning of your walk with God, you are, hallelujah, a fortunate woman or man. See, the road ahead may not be easy, but it will be the greatest adventure, the greatest race that you ever attempted. And best of all, the destination is certain. Amen. Hallelujah. Throw yourself unreservedly into the work that God has called you to. Take hold of your future with both hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. I want to say this today. Amen. as we're talking about, see, God is looking to bless the one who believes. Where is your belief? Do you believe? Amen. See, God does not like to be limited, you all. He loves for people to believe. Amen. So we ask God right now, right here, Lord, we believe. But Lord, help us with our unbelief. Like the man said in the Bible, when Jesus asked him about it, said, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. See, God is looking for the ones that believe. See, God enjoys when people take the limits off of him. See, the Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord move about on all the earth to strengthen the heart that is completely toward him. Amen. God is looking for somebody to believe in the strength and the power of his might. See, he is searching the earth to find somebody who will believe him for something bigger and greater. Will you believe God today for something bigger and greater than your situation or your circumstances, bigger than your bank account, bigger than whatever it is that you're going through and greater? See, God will step over 1 billion people to get to you. Amen. See, God will bypass 1 billion people and stop at your house. If while everyone else is doubting, you are the one who says, I am going to believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could ever ask or think. Amen. It's time to stop thinking small. It's time to stop limiting. Stop your limited thinking. It's time to stop being uncomfortable with the blessing and increase of the Lord. It's time, everybody, to stop thinking that he will prosper you everywhere in your life except finances, except success and promotion. Psalms 112:3 says that wealth and riches shall be in your house if you are righteous. See, it's time to stop thinking that God will only take you so far and allow you to have so much. It's time to stop thinking that his blessings of wealth and riches only applies to a special group of people. See, I want you to understand today, it applies to you, amen? Let me tell you something. When you become a person of faith, you become one of God's special ones, amen? When you become stable, steadfast, fixed, and establishing God, you become one of the special ones. It's time to take the limits off of God. Can you, hallelujah, can you confess today that you have limited God in your life? But today, decree and declare, no more will I put limits on the Most High God, because he is able. See, with God, nothing is impossible to you. And it's an insult when you tell God this. You can't do it. You can't bless me. You can't deliver me. You can't cause me to walk in favor. We're talking about God here, not me. See, you get God mixed up with man. We're talking about Almighty God, the creator of the universe. Amen. We're talking about the God who can do anything, the God of all power, who performs miracles and turns things around overnight, even in this instant. We're talking about the creator of the universe, the one who made everything. How can you limit him? I'm asking that question today. How is it that you and anybody else, even myself, can limit him? See, there have been times in my life when I've unknowingly limited God. You know, I can believe it for everybody else. Can we be honest? I think all of us have been in this place before. See, it's part of our process as we get to know who he is. See, I think that is why, you know, a lot of us like, even myself, Psalm 112. So much it is about a man who has come to know the power of God and has found peace in all matters of but because of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you believe today? You right here. Amen. You may not have the education. You may not have the finance or position. Amen. You might not have the body. You might not even be physically able right there. But will you believe God to step in? Hallelujah. Turn your situation around. Will you believe it for the greater more, the even more? Will you believe it for yourself? I know that you can believe it for everybody else. You can preach the horns. I'm a Billy Goat for everybody else and believe it. But can you believe that for yourself today? Can you walk in and just glory, hallelujah to God right now, knowing that it's already done, that God is going to do it for you? Do you believe that though you may not have the credentials, that God will qualify you, that God will equip, hallelujah, the call on your life? Amen. See, a lot of us are worried about what man is saying and the credentials of the life of man, but I want you to know that God has higher credentials and he's able to do everything and more in the name of Jesus Christ. But will you believe it for for yourself. I know you can believe it for your children. You can believe it for your friends, family members, and coworkers. But will you believe that for yourself today? I want you to understand this, you all, as we wrap up the last 5 minutes. The works of the flesh are prosperity thieves. It comes to rob you, your flesh. It comes to rob you, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, and other works of the flesh are prosperity thieves, demons and devils that keep you connected to your past and rob you of your future. But God wants to break you from that link of a painful past so you can move forward into the prosperous plans that he has in your life. Amen. We must pray and ask God to show us any hidden repressed memories of events in our lives that are causing bitterness. See, there is something called memory recall or flashback that people suffer from or deal with. See, this is when a person remembers every bad thing that has ever happened to them, everything that someone has done to them. They tend to remember these things and store them up, and this often comes out when the person does the same thing to them again. See, that action reminds them of what had been done to them in the past. See, when God forgives us, he puts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, you are our higher, or the depths of the sea. Amen. We find this in the book of Micah 7:19. He forgets them. He doesn't remind us of them. See, this, hallelujah, this is what healing from God is. In these areas will empower us to do. See, this doesn't mean that you will forget the events entirely. It just means that when you recall them, you will not feel that same pain, hurt, and anger that you felt before you truly forgave and let things go. See, you don't want things in your past to prevent you from moving into your future. Amen? A lot of us can't receive what God has for us because we're so busy living in the past, hurt, pain, and discomfort. We're so busy living in what happened to us in the past. See, it can be hard to imagine living a life of consistent kindness, you all, and compassion because of how many knuckleheads or fools or idiots or suffers or abusive people who came up against our came into our lives, you all. I want you to rest assured that the book of Psalms 112, man, came across many idiots in his life. He sinful, wicked, and ungodly people would do and say things with no regard for anyone else. See, there will always be people like this in this world. We meet them all the time, you all. But there is a clear distinction in how Psalm 1 and 12 believers will conduct themselves. See, the idea of fighting fire with fire is not okay for a believer. Amen. Never allow yourself to become like them because you want the blessing of God on your life. You want to always be kind, courteous, gentle, loving, considerate, and godly. See, this is what God expects of you. He expects his saints to have a godly standard. Amen. You cannot allow your reactions to be trials and trauma of life to steal God's blessing from you. Amen. See, this is the trickery of the enemy. See, the secret to staying faithful to God and maintaining a heart of grace and compassion is to be yielded to the Spirit of God that is in you. That's why the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be blessed, everybody. Receive it. It's for you. Stop limiting God. Stop limiting what God can do in your life. No matter where you are in life. Amen. Trust God in it. Stay in that place of believing. Walk in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't trust everything you see, but I'm here to tell you that you can trust God that you can't see and know that it will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for one more time today that you allowed us to come here at the 12 o'clock hour to praise, to worship, to receive, to be encouraged, to be comforted. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, and yet and still we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God bless everyone here today. It was good to hear Cousin Brenda Gale back on the show. We missed you on yesterday. Cousin Kim. Kevin Reverend, to hear you back on the show. Always good to hear Sister Connie voice and Sister Doretha, my mother, Karen, to be on. Hallelujah. We talking about the faithful few that's here to shop. Amen. And all the visitors and guests that are on today, God bless you. In the future, if you want to shout with us, press 1. We'll love to hear your shout. Amen. About what God has done in your life. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Tonight we have our Wednesday night Bible study. Join us here at 845-277-9213 as we continue to talk about spiritual warfare and deliverance. Amen. It's really been great in Bible study. Also, happy birthday to everyone. Birthdays in March, what do you call it? Birthday babies, March birthday babies. I had three in March, and they are March 6th. I have two, and one on March 19th. So we are celebrating the month of March, babies. God bless you. It's my prayer for everyone born in the month of March. That God will continue to strengthen you, God to bless you, and be the vessel that he can flow through unhindered. Amen. That God will use you mighty for his kingdom. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. We love you. We thank God for you. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you, and I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we're saved, that we're blessed, that we're here. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shout.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory.